Good evening, mediums and smalls and larges. LOL.
With what I've been eating, I definitely fit in the large category.
But you look 1,000% amazing.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of The Medium Matters. I'm your host, Chantel. I hope you heard the title of the show. Because I feel like that came off my tongue too fast. And tonight, I have the sweetest in the East who has all 10 toes, I'm guessing. It's none other than the Marie Rose.
Last time I checked, I still had all my toes.
So tonight, you guys, we're setting things ablaze and bringing you all the summer magic you can stand. But before we sunbathe in all that fabulousness, I want to shout out all of our new friends on the gram, Twitter, Facebook, Snap, everywhere. So as promised, I have been putting in some hours, y'all, some hours on the old social media and working really, really hard to connect with you guys. And I have to say, I have met so many amazing people and I keep meeting really cool people every single day. And it's really been a lot of fun making new friends and getting a small glimpse into everyone's everyday and building a kick-ass community. On an aside, I put a call out in the social media verse asking for ghost stories, and oh my God, they're rolling in. I'm so excited.
Are these like personal stories?
These are personal stories. Ooh, I know.
I can't wait to hear them.
Nor I, to tell you, because like oh my gosh, I've read quite a few and I feel like my response is the same every time. I'm like, oh my God. That's insane. You're so brave. So I am really excited to share all of that. And so the hope is to have our friends to the show join us on the show to share their ghost stories so our other friends to the show can hear the stories firsthand.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That is awesome because nobody wants to hear us keep talking. They've been listening to us for almost 50 episodes.
You know what? On my drive home today, I was going to ask you, mm-hmm. when are we going to hit the 5-0?
It's coming up. So we're in the mid-40s right now, I believe. I have to double check. Oh. And you guys, our 2-year anniversary is coming. It's like quickly approaching.
I feel like we've been together longer than that.
We really have. And we haven't done one of these drunk. I'm so proud of us. Or yeah. Disappointed, I don't know. Yeah, so our 2-year anniversary is coming up and we release at least one episode a week. During our very first year, it was 2 episodes a week during the month of October because you guys know I love October.
Oh, that's right.
And why don't we have more than 40 plus episodes right now? Because we have had 2 very long, unexpected hiatus.
Work.
Yeah.
Work got in the way.
Yeah. So we had 2 very long, very unexpected periods of time that we just could not even like take a pee-pee break. But
I think, the first one was definitely unexpected. Mm-hmm. The second one was, what? You want us back? And so
last minute,
right?
It was last minute,
right? It's mm-hmm. like, well, we did a kick-ass job the first time, mm-hmm. so it's like we got invited back,
exactly.
Which was a huge compliment. So I think we just need to anticipate that that's going to be mm-hmm. a yearly thing, and then we prepare accordingly.
We're planning in advance, you guys. So we're gonna have episodes raked up. Just ready. Stacks.
That's the plan, rubber band.
Stacks and stacks. So we will let you guys know. I have been in communication with you guys as you're sending in your stories and letting you know that we would love to invite you onto the show to share your story and maybe do an episode with us, whatevs. Like, we just love hanging with you guys and getting to know you guys. So be on the lookout for that. If you want to submit your ghost story, it's never, ever, ever too late because we will not do just the one. We're going to have many episodes in the future with you guys. And, you know, don't feel pressured. You don't have to be on the show. You can send your ghost story in written to themediummatters@gmail.com. You can DM the show on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, whatevs. And, you know, you can also send us a recording if you don't want to actually talk to us, which I don't know why you don't want to. But so, yeah, if you're not following us on social media, please make sure that you do. I am working really hard to make sure that I am staying connected to you guys and following as many of you as I can and catching when you're following us so I can follow you back and all that deliciousness. I am trying to stay on top of all of the messages. I know I still have a lot that I haven't gotten to yet, but I am working my way through there. Now then, on another aside, the next thing I plan to tackle is the show's Patreon page, because I, especially lately, I've been getting a lot of questions, a lot of people asking where our page is, and it's not so much that we don't have a page, is that there's nothing on it on Patreon. If you don't know what Patreon is, it's basically a crowdfunding membership platform that allows creators of all types to run a subscription content service as another way to connect with their subscribers. So artists, creators of all kinds, like I said, will, in exchange for the subscriptions, these creators will offer up exclusive content that's not available outside of Patreon. So if you are a subscriber to the Media Matters or another show, there is uber special stuff just for you guys on there. Typically, creators have different tiers of membership, so you can do a one-time donation, if you will. You could do $1 a month, $2 a month, whatever the tiers are, and those are decided by the creator. So if you guys have ideas, anything that you want to see, any kind of tiers, any goodies that you want from the show, from us, make sure you let us know. Also at themediamatters@gmail.com or DMs or on social media, whatever the case. There are so many different ways we can go with this. It could be bonus episodes, vlogs, special Media Matters merch, guest host opportunities. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And what does this do for the show? Well, basically, it helps to maintain monthly subscriptions. So that's like the hosting sites, that's new equipment, that's all kinds of stuff, like all kinds of stuff. It also helps us to support you guys. I mean, the creators get really, really fancy with the stuff that they do on Patreon. It is so much fun to look through there and check out what other people are doing. So if you guys have any ideas, anything that you would like to receive for being part of Patreon with the Media Matters, and make sure you let us know.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is. So we've had a Patreon page for a long time. I just keep putting it off. I'm like, no, I'll work on it now. I'll work on it now. So
you will get inspired when you're good and ready.
Yeah. So I'm trying to take care of other things. And right now my big focus is making sure I'm connecting with all of our friends to the show. So I feel like that is a lot more important. Now then, I'm going to put on my summer gear and I'm going to lather up in some tanning oil, and we're going to get this party started by spinning the wheel of the year and landing at all the magic that is Letha.
Woohoo!
That's right, y'all. That's right. On tonight's episode, we're talking about summer solstice or Letha or midsummer. Good Lord, that's a lot of names. It's like she's Hispanic. Oh, wait. But before we do, we have the tarot reading for the week.
Yes, the tarot reading of the week. So in concentrating on the summer solstice, oddly, the High Priestess card was drawn. And I thought this was kind of ironic because she's actually all about the moon. And and the card is reversed. So moon reversed, shortest night. Mm-hmm. How's that crazy? Isn't that crazy? So the High Priestess card, if for those of you who aren't familiar with all your tarot cards, and I don't know very many people who are, the High Priestess card, she is... In her lap, there's a scroll with the word Torah written on it, which means divine law, and it's not for all all eyes to see. There is a cross on her chest, and which it represents the balance of the positive and the negative. And there's a veil between pillars, which is decorated with pomegranates and palms. And on the edge of her gown, her blue gown, balances a crescent moon. And the high priestess is the virgin daughter of the moon and wears on her head the symbol of the full moon, which is waxing and waning on each side. She is the eternal feminine, sometimes called Isis. She corresponds to all the virgin goddesses in the ancient world, even to Eve before she hooked up with Adam. So the high priestess is the link between the seen and the unseen. But since this was drawn as the reverse, which kind of makes sense once we're talking about the summer solstice.
It really does. It
cracks me up how all this turns out.
So yeah, you can't make this up.
So reversed, this card can mean anything, many things, depending on the situation. It can mean conceit. It could mean sensual enjoyment. It could mean accepting surface knowledge. And if you're wondering where I'm getting all of this awesome tarot information, what I use as my tarot Bible is, the author is Eden Gray, and it's The Complete Guide to the Tarot. That's what I use.
And she knows her stuff.
As reference. Yep. So that is the tarot card for today's podcast.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I like that very much. And because we're talking about Letha today, one of the crystals that is commonly used this time of year is the jade, which is a lucky charm, considered to be a lucky charm, and is also great for wealth, success, and wisdom. And per energymuse.com, if you find yourself drawn to the enigmatic allure of the jade crystal stone, it could mean that it's time for a much needed existential pick-me-up. Jade gives you the wisdom to be able to see past self-imposed limitations and helps you shed that outdated can't win, don't try attitude. Incorporate jade into your daily meditation and have the courage to discover your divine inner truth while discarding any negative patterns holding you back from your full potential.
I so need that. I so need that this week.
Right? I mean, there's so much cool information about jade, you know, along with the rest of the crystals, all the crystals, the stones, they're awesome. I love it. So Marie Rose, thank you so much for that tarot moment and for explaining to us what the card looks like and the meaning behind that upside down little missy.
The high priestess.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why she's upside down, but whatever.
Yeah, we drew a reverse. I mean, it's a total different meaning if we had drawn her upright.
Yeah, that's true.
But in thinking about it, it's like, okay, summer solstice, mm-hmm. and then we get the high priestess upside down. It's like, okay, so she's the moon.
Yeah.
The moon lady and reversed and shortest night of the year. How nice. Funny is that?
Very funny. All right, you guys, on with the show. Letha, summer solstice, midsummer. When is it? June 21st, you guys. So we have already celebrated Beltane, and I mean, we've been hitting it with the wheel of the year so far, and we have gone a-maying. We have done inappropriate things out in the hay. We've lit bonfires, and so now we're at the point where things have blossomed, things have been born. So let's just back the train up. Okay. On or around June 21st, when the sun enters Cancer, the goddess and god are at the height of their power. They're the king and queen of the fertile lands, and together they rule over the fertile growing earth. Their mature love for each other ensures the success of the ripening crops. The goddess, heavy with pregnancy, mirroring the heavily laden fields, orchards, and gardens, the god is the living representation of the summer sun, the sun king who nurtures and protects the earth goddess. The sun god of Letha is also the oak king, god of the light half of the year. The oak king is also at the height of his power, but a new challenge to his authority, the holly king, god of the dark half of the year, is born on summer solstice. So he comes in to wreck the party that is summer. To him, he's like, listen, guys, enough. Enough is enough. Now it's my half of the year. Though this time of year marks the zenith of the sun and the day of the longest light, it is also a day of sadness. Why do you think that is, Marie Rose?
Because the days are going to start getting shorter. That's right. After this.
Do you know how sad I was to realize that? Now, I'm...
Because you're a summer baby.
Yes, I am a summer baby. I love sunbathing. I don't love the heat. If I could do it with, you know, some cold air, that'd be nice.
With air conditioning?
Yeah. And this Florida heat is ridiculous. It is not even officially summer, guys. And oh my gosh, it is so hot. So let me just tell you, you guys know my job requires me to be out at job sites. I'm in construction management, so I'm outside a lot. And these last few days, I've been out walking different job sites, and I have this delicious V-shaped tan on my chest from a t-shirt I was wearing and a farmer tan on my arms. So thank you, sun god.
I wear that sunscreen.
I know. So you are correct. It is because the days start to get shorter. From this day forward, the Oak King / Sun King will begin to falter and weaken for the birth, you know, with the birth comes death. So his light half of the year is starting to go away and the dark half of the year is starting to move in, which brings with it Samhain, Halloween.
Which all the things you love.
I know. So I'm not upset. I'm not. I'm a little upset, a little sad, but it's fine. It's fine.
The thing is, whenever the seasons change, I always get excited.
Yes.
I always get excited when the seasons change.
There's something very magical about it.
Yeah.
Well, you can make it magical. It is fun.
There's only one thing I don't like.
What is that?
Daylight savings time.
Agreed. It jacks me every time.
Right. But I love the changing of the seasons. I love when summer comes around and when fall comes around and when winter comes around.
Do you live, Marie Rose? Because it's like one constant season here. Maybe two. Maybe 1.1.
Well, maybe.
1.1. Maybe. It goes from hot to hotter.
Well, we get a few weeks where it gets cold because I have to go cover my plants.
That is true. Every now and then, like every so many years, it does get cold enough. Remember like a few years ago we had that ice storm?
Yeah.
Like everything, you guys, was shut down because
there were icicles.
Florida is not made for ice.
Right. And yeah, there were icicles mm-hmm. hanging off the trees and the beach was frozen solid because mm-hmm. I remember my daughter jumped off this little retaining wall into the sand. And because it was like a wonderland. She had mm-hmm. never seen anything like it because she grew up here in Florida. And she jumped on the sand and it was rock hard.
Ooh.
And well, she laughed. We were both laughing because the sand didn't budge. Mm-hmm. It was frozen sand. And we haven't seen that here. So, but we get our seasons. It gets cold.
On occasion.
And there's one tree down the street that turns yellow.
Get out.
In the fall. Yeah.
Is it a maple?
I guess so. I don't know.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah, but we get one tree in the neighborhood mm-hmm. that turns colors.
And you know what? We often get off on a tangent that has nothing to do with anything. This actually has everything to do with our show.
It is the change of the seasons.
Right, because we were just talking about the dark half. So if anybody's going to get mad at us, don't. Because we're right in line with the topic-ish. Ish. In line-ish.
Right.
Now then. We've arrived at the longest day and the shortest night of the year, which is June 21st, Letha. The goddess is now full and pregnant with child, and the sun god is at the height of his virility. This is the peak of the solar year, and the sun is at the height of its life-giving power. That is amazing. It just sounds so incredible and so healing and spirit-infusing and... I love it. This time of year, the earth is awash with fertility and fulfillment, And this is a time of joy and celebration, of expansiveness and the celebration of achievements. Yet within this climax is the whisper and promise of a return to the dark, as we previously mentioned. As the light reaches its peak, so this is also the moment when the power of the sun begins to wane. From now on, like Marie Rose said, the days grow shorter and the nights grow longer, and we are drawn back into the dark to complete the wheel of the year.
Boom.
Boom. Mic drop. I do really like this time of year. I like that we have been talking about the wheel of the year and the different ways these times are celebrated and the different representations and all of the magic that they entail, and it just, oh, I just love it. I love it.
I love that you love it.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's just, you know, in all the reading and all the starting from, you know, preparation for the spring and moving into spring and then officially into summer solstice, it's just, it's such a protective and healing and empowering and inspiring time of year. And it's like right before your eyes, things blooming and growing and just, you know, birds everywhere and the chirps and the crickets are out, and it's just, everything is so alive and musical, and unless you haven't slept, and then it's annoying. No, I always appreciate it. I think it's so incredible.
Yeah. So what I've got about the history is from the Romans and the European mm-hmm. point of view. The Romans honored this time as sacred to Juno, who is mm-hmm. the wife of Jupiter and the goddess of women and children. And what do you know? That's where the name month of June mm-hmm. came from.
Which we talked about before.
Yep, from the Romans. And the word solstice is from the Latin word solstitum, which literally translates to the sun stands still,
mm-hmm.
which I thought that was cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And did we talk about setting the large wheels on fire and rolling them down the hill and whatnot? Have we talked about that in the past?
We haven't, because that is, I found that to be more specific to Letha, where the other ones have the bonfires. They all have right. a fire, but this one was really specific about burning that wheel.
Yeah. So in the 4th century, the Europeans celebrated Letha by setting a large wheel on fire and then rolling it down a hill into a body of water, which that just sounds like fun, right? Mm-hmm. So when the sun is at its strongest is also the day which it begins to weaken. So sending the sun wheel into the water, what they believed may help prevent the summer drought.
Right. And the fire, I mean, we've said this before, but the fire it's used to aid the sun, to mimic the brightness of the sun when it gets dark. Also used to drive out evil, to bring fertility and prosperity to men, crops, and herds.
So things to do on this day,
mm-hmm.
go swimming, stay up late and say goodnight to the sun. You can light a bonfire or sparklers. I think a bonfire, at least for our area, is too hot, but sparklers would be fun. Make sun water.
Yes.
Make sun tea. You know,
sun water's good.
Yeah, put a big old jar out there with your favorite tea bags in it and let it sit in the sun and let it heat up naturally. Meditate in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I love meditating in the sun.
Yeah, I do too.
I feel like I'm getting... how to just cleared up. I mm-hmm. feel like all the bad energy is being burned off.
I agree.
Personal, you know, just meditate on mm-hmm. the personal growth, the healing, all the fun stuff. Clear your crystals.
Mm-hmm.
Longest day of the year. Yeah. Take your crystals out in the sun and burn all of the icky energy off those things. Yeah.
And anything else that you have, you feel is maybe not the cleanest, and we don't mean like, you know, it's physically dirty where you need to scrub it down. This is like energy. Energetic.
Right.
You can put it out in the sun. Now, be careful. If you have dark crystals, don't enjoy being sunbathed for very long. So keep an eye on them. They can get bleached out by the sunlight. Obviously not in an hour, but you don't want to do it too much. If you have delicate pieces of furniture, just be very careful with the amount of time that you leave them in the sun or how often you do that. But the sun is incredible.
Right.
If you have like an exorcism.
Right. You have any clear quartz. Mm-hmm. I mean, they love that. Mm-hmm. The sunlight.
Charges them up.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It charges them up. So you did talk about a bonfire. It is very warm, very hot in our area. However, a bonfire is always good. It is always good. And traditionally with Letha, people would stay up. They'd stay up all night on Midsummer's Eve or Letha, and they would welcome the sunrise with fire. They would just light fires all night and hang out. And, you know, same with like Beltane, where they jump the fires for cleansing. And, mm-hmm. as you know, part of the ceremony, they would do some of that stuff. So you don't have to do that, you guys. You don't have to jump fires. No, if you do, no. Please be careful.
Please celebrate. In your own way, celebrate. Yes. What feels good to you.
Exactly. What resonates for you.
And
so,
you just use common sense. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go swimming, wear sunscreen.
Yeah. You know, walking around job sites, sunscreen. Not a bad way to go. Not a bad way to go. So traditionally with these bonfires, they did use oak and aromatic herbs. Now, you don't have to do the same. If you want to stick with tradition, you can. But they used oak, they used mistletoe, herbs, flowers. Flowers are huge now. And it's not limited to any one color. It's just the beautiful brightness of summer. So pick a color, pick 15 colors and go crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Or, you know, you can do the colors of summer, you know, red, orange. Mm-hmm.
You can. So some of the things that you can eat. I found this recipe for a honey cake. Mm-hmm. That sounds so good. And I won't rattle off the recipe here, but it is just, so this is a springtime, summertime, the season of the bee, the friends to the world, pollinating things and whatnot. And bees are really special and they make that beautiful, delicious honey. And I love buying raw organic honey. It tastes so good. And there's always that recommendation of, oh, when you move to a new place, you should get raw local honey because it has all the local pollens and all that stuff that'll help you acclimate to the area so your allergies are not so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that. I only buy local honey. We have so many vendors, you know, just in our neighborhood, area that... Yeah, I always buy local honey.
Mm-hmm. So honey, thanks to the bees, has a lot of fantastic healing properties, life-giving properties. And one of the things that I found for this time of year is a honey cake. And I don't know if I said that already, but oh my God. Look up the recipe. It really sounds so good. And it's, you know, honey, unless you go like super balls to the wall with a crap ton of honey, it doesn't overpower it with sweetness. Just gives it that nice little something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I like doing is for like a dessert, mm-hmm. is like take a banana and slice it up and lay it flat on the plate, all the little slices, and I put honey, drizzle honey all over it, mm-hmm. with and then some cinnamon.
Mm.
Oh God, that's my snack.
That's good.
My snack.
That sounds good. What else can you have, you guys? Elderflower champagne. It is another traditional favorite. Elderflowers happen to peak at midsummer. Who knew? Go figure. You can pick them in their fullness on a sunny day, ideally on midsummer day, summer solstice. The elder is sacred to the mother goddess and is often called the witch's tree, the elder mother, or queen of the trees. I did not know that.
Yeah, me either.
Right? And I've had elderflower in like sparkling water. Just it comes flavored like that. And it's really good.
Yeah. How would it taste?
Delicious.
Did it taste like chicken?
No.
What did it taste like?
It just tastes very floral and it's just good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Floral like jasmine?
That's a good question, Marie Rose. It's been a while since I've had one. It's been a few months, and I've only had it a few times, like three times.
I'm gonna have to look for it now.
There's at Fresh Market, they have a sparkling water that has elderflower in it, and it is really good. It's really so refreshing. Yeah.
Huh.
It's yummy. So if you guys have a
Fresh Market. I love me a good sparkling water.
I think they also have it at Whole Foods, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. It might be in many places. So check out the recipe for elderflower champagne. Protective with wonderful healing properties, aids transformation, change and renewal. It's a major turning point in the wheel of the year. So welcome this time of year with some elderflower champagne, y'all, and some honey cake, because why not?
You need something to wash it down with.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, it's summertime. You know, chow down with the fresh fruits,
mm-hmm.
you know, the berries, the lemonade, you know, blueberries, watermelon.
Red wine. Red wine's another good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time of the year for that. Herbal teas, sun tea.
Yep.
Very good time. So some of the popular animals and just creatures at this time of year, Letha, butterflies, which this is a popular butterfly time. There was a yellow butterfly today just like leading our path at one of the sites we were at.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was so pretty. And it was just a few feet in front of us. And every time we would get a little closer, it would fly just a little further up. And then it would fly. It was so cute. I was like, who are you?
That butterfly is probably thinking, would you guys leave me alone?
I know.
Every time I fly over here, you follow me.
Stop it.
You stalkers.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
So the butterfly, the bee, the wren, the robin, and the snake.
The snake. All
big this time of year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Snakes do come out in the heat, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I could live without that part.
As could I.
I'm not a reptile lover. Sorry, all you reptile lover loving people. I just
no
can't.
Hate. There's no hate.
No, it's just can't.
We're just not friendly.
No.
I'll
stick with the butterflies and the robins.
Right. I'm not going to hurt one. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to hurt a snake. Not at all.
No. I'll just go in the other direction.
Yeah. I'll say, you know what?
Your space, my space.
The driveway is yours.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the driveway anyway.
Your space, my space.
Yeah.
You can have it. You win.
We're going to respect each other.
That's right.
All right. Colors. What colors can we get down with this season with Letha? Gold, red, orange, blue, green.
The reds and the oranges.
Yellow. And in case I didn't say that. And
all the sunrise colors.
Right. All the nature colors, because the green for the grass, blue for the sky, red, orange, yellow for the sun, white for the clouds.
Yeah, I go with all the sunrise and sunset colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are so pretty. And you know what else we could do in sunrise colors? An alcoholic beverage.
Oh.
In sunrise colors.
Oh, like a tequila sunrise?
Something.
Yeah.
To honor Letha.
Right. I make a pretty good tequila sunrise.
Do you?
Jello shot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to prove it to me because I don't believe you. Yeah. Maybe next time I come over here to record, you could have my Jello shots ready for me.
Mm, that might happen.
I would like a tray of 24. I'll get through two and be falling over on the bed, just passed out. Okay.
I can't even imagine a podcast with us after Jello shots. I just can't.
We're gonna do one.
I don't think it'll ever make the air.
No, it won't. Maybe we'll do like a glass of wine or something. I don't know. I want to be a cool wine drinker. It's not my jam.
What do you mean by a cool wine drinker?
I love like just people chilling, like drinking a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, you look so fancy.
Oh, no, that's not a thing. I mean,
it is. No, people do it all the time. I think it looks so cool.
They're pretending to be cool. They're pretending.
You have a cigarette behind their ear.
Right. It's right. I mean, my daughter... Yeah, last year spent 5 or 6 months over in France and learned about all the wines, and she came back and yeah, they're all pretending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she told me some key words to say to those people who are pretending.
Have you tried it?
We actually tried it. Saying
saying, using the keywords?
Yeah, in France we did. And well, we were actually talking to another couple that we had met, and they were saying, oh yeah, all these cool people, and I just like to drink wine. And she literally said what you just said. And so we busted out some of these mm-hmm. words. You know, these are the words that you use on those people. And we laughed until mm-hmm. we had tears on our face. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish we had connected, like, so we could keep in touch with this yeah. couple, because I think about them all the time. But yeah, it's more of an act. Very few people actually know what they're talking about when they're talking wines. The majority of the people, they just know what they like. It either tastes good to them or it doesn't.
Yes. So my favorite wine is Moscato. I do like Moscato.
You like the sweet wines.
I like juice. Fruit juice is what I like. Yes. And I've had one that had, it was like a sparkly Moscato, and it was so good. But there's something about wine, like a glass of wine, and I am feeling very warm. I am like, what the? Somebody turn the air on. It is hot in here. Like,
yeah, it's got a higher alcohol
it content. Gets me immediately. And I just...
Yeah, I'm it like, doesn't no, it doesn't done. Have the low alcohol content like a Bud Light or a Truvy or yeah. whatever. No, it's got a higher content. It'll knock you on your butt quicker than...
Yes.
Than the other summertime alcoholic drinks.
Yeah.
I know this by experience, unfortunately.
And I should just stick to the other summertime alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, the hard lemonades and...
yeah. And the tequila sunrise.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah, that's how we're going to celebrate Letha.
Oh, okay.
A tequila sunrise.
All right.
Sounds so good and refreshing right now. You know what sounds really good right now because it's been so hot? Is a snow cone. Right.
Mm, that's a good way to celebrate summer solstice.
Yes, because you can put the syrup in there and make it look like the sunrise or sunset.
That's right. Put the oranges and
we
reds.
Should go find a snow cone. Where can we get a snow cone?
We'd have to cross the bridge. We'd have to go into Destin. There's a snow cone place in Destin.
Mm, that's what I need in my world is a snow cone. That's definitely what I need.
Yeah.
It's just been so hot outside. So you know what? I'm not mad the Holly King is coming. I'm not. Jeez. Okay. Getting back on track. We didn't go way off track. We were talking about drinks and celebrating Letha. That's fine.
Yeah. We're good.
We're good. Herbs and plants for the season. Mugwort, chamomile, rose, honeysuckle, which we talked about honeysuckle in the June episode.
Mm-hmm.
And who does not love honeysuckle? And someone on Twitter sent a message about having this like really awesome memory of being at their grandmother's house and there being honeysuckle. And it was really cool. I'm like, oh, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Very awesome. Yeah.
Childhood memories. Honeysuckle. I just remember getting it right off the vine mm-hmm. and then taking that little stem out yes. and just sucking on that stem and getting a little bit of sweetness off of it as a kid. And
I feel like I did it without my grandmother knowing because she would have hit me. She would be like, don't put that in your mouth. So, yeah, I thought it was very cool that he shared that with us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, very awesome. And, you know, grandmothers, they kick all the ass. I just love grandmothers.
Oh, they're going. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to get you for all the stuff they know about and all the stuff that they didn't catch you on.
It's true. Now then, oak, lavender, ivy, fern, elder, wild thyme, daisy, carnation. So many plants and herbs that you can use at this time of year for whatever. You can make a little
flower
bouquet.
Crowns.
Yes. Which has been done with Beltane and mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like the flower crown is just part of the wheel of the year.
Yes, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Is there a flower crown at Samhain? Does it just have skulls on it? Skulls and ghosts?
I guess you can make any kind of crown.
Yeah. I don't remember there actually being a flower crown for Samhain.
But you can make a crown.
Oh yes.
A scary one.
Mm-hmm. It's called the witch's hat. that is the crown. Magic this time of year. You can use the herbs and plants. You can use foods. You can use the colors. I mean, I feel like any time of year is magical. If you want to make it magical, you can make it magical. But this time of year, it's healing, it's growth spells, or healing spells, growth spells, empowerment spells, love magic, and, you know, practice all of this very carefully, guys. Don't take someone's free will from them, or you're like, you will love me. It's not nice.
The thing is, 3 months later, you're going to want to undo the spell anyway because they got on your nerves.
Yes, very true. Very true. Or they're going to stalk you real hard, like, and that's no one's friend. No one. This time of year at Letha, Amber, Tiger's Eye, Jade, and Emerald, very huge, very popular crystals to use. And crystals, and we said, we keep saying this, we're going to do at least one episode on crystals. I mean, there's so much to cover with crystals, but like a lot of the things we cover, we just kind of do the basics and then we come back and...
I feel like that could be 3 episodes.
Easily.
I mean, it's so, there's easily. so much on the subject.
Right. But you can use crystals for healing, carry them with you, put them under your pillow, under your bed, make a grid, use them as part of your magic, whatever the case. I mean, so much fun. And we will definitely, definitely do at least one crystal episode for you guys. So if you guys have questions on crystals, how to use them, the best ones to start with, whatever, let us know. TheMediaMatters@gmail.com or on Twitter. Facebook,
yeah, and let us know which crystals are your favorites.
Yes, which ones are your favorite? Letha incense, sage, cedar, frankincense, lemon, myrrh, pine, rose, lavender, and on and on and on.
Yep.
My favorite incense is frankincense and myrrh.
Your favorite?
That is my absolute favorite. There's one specific brand that I always buy on Amazon, and I love it.
What brand is that?
I don't know. The box is blue.
The blue box?
The blue box.
The blue box on Amazon?
Yes. So remind me, Marie Rose, to link it in the show notes.
Okay.
And I will link it for you guys in the show notes. And then I'll tell you when the site is up so you can actually see the show notes. But I love, that is my favorite. And I have tried some. You actually brought me some incense once and they smelled amazing. But sometimes they just remind me of, I don't even know what it is, but I don't like it. I don't know.
Yeah, there's some incense.
Yeah, they just don't do it for me.
Yeah.
Now, they smell cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like you got to have a quality, mm-hmm. a quality incense. Yes. The ones that I brought back, I think the ones I gave you.
It was like a saint something.
Yeah. They came from one of the cathedrals in France.
Yes.
And they had a little holy gift shop.
Yeah. It was like.
And had a very extensive incense collection.
Yeah. And that one smelled really good. St. George Michael. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it smelled very good. It smelled very good.
You meet me at the go-go.
Yes, you guys, the frankincense and myrrh on Amazon blue box, that's what you want. It smells really good. I will make sure I get the name for you because it does smell yummy. Letha, the solar system is the sun, for obvious reasons, the element fire, mm-hmm. and the trees, the beech tree, elder tree, holly, laurel, linden, and the oak, which, like we said, is a huge one in the tradition of the bonfire to burn the oak. How much fun. And I just love a good bonfire.
Oh, me too. Me too. Mm-hmm. And we've sat in my backyard,
yeah.
and lit the fire and told stories, yeah. and just hung out. And
mm-hmm. And Lily played with the fire and,
oh yeah,
restarted and restarted. Not restarted. She just...
poked and kept, yeah, it going.
It would like settle down and she'd go in and like stir it up and throw stuff in it and it would, you know, yeah. ablaze again.
Yeah, we let her unleash her mm-hmm. inner pyro.
It's true. Do you have anything else you want to talk about with Letha?
I think we pretty much covered it. I mean, it is the summer solstice. It is the longest day of the year, you mm-hmm. know, celebrate it.
Yeah. And a lot of the stuff with Letha is a lot of the same from Beltane and what was the one right before Beltane, Marie? Dang, I'm like, I can't even think clearly right now. Ostara.
Ostara.
Yeah, okay. Ostara. So Ostara, Beltane, Leetha, they all have a lot of the same elements because they are leading up to, it's all this growth and the magic and the fertility of the earth and all of this. So we're not going to bombard you with a lot of the same all over again. But that is the generalness, if you will, of Leetha. And just so much magic. I am enjoying learning about the Wheel of the Year and covering the Wheel of the Year. If you guys have your own Leetha traditions, the way you celebrate Leetha, let us know if you would like to share. And I mean, I love hearing about this. And some of our friends to the show have shared the way they celebrate Ostara and Beltane. And it's just a lot of fun to actually get to talk to people that are celebrating these times of the year. Yeah. So in closing, you guys, Leetha is a time of year for healing of all kinds and protection rituals. It's a good time for clearing away non-useful energies and establishing a stable base. It is about joy and being completely alive as the earth is at its zenith. And everywhere you look, it's green and colorful and life is super abundant. So like Marie Rose said, you can weave a flower crown, put some flowers in your hair, dance and frolic, go a maying, whatevs. Take a big, deep cleansing breath of summer air. Just let it fill your soul. Get in the sun.
Get outside.
Yeah, let the sun recharge you. And just know how fortunate you are to be part of this wonderful circle of life and the turning wheel of the year. Because it is magical.
Yeah, I love summer solstice.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So you guys, that is our show on Leetha. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Again, we love you more than you will ever, ever know. Don't forget to submit your ghost stories to themediummatters@gmail.com or on Twitter @MediaMatters or on Instagram and Facebook @TheMediaMatters, where you can also hang with me all the live long day. We also want to know what you'd like to see on the show's Patreon page, so don't forget to let us know via email or social media. Here's wishing everyone a magically blazing week full of love, passion, bright colors, and all the Leetha you can handle. We're back next week with an all new episode, no spoilers. So until next time, you guys, may your days be supernatural and extraordinary. Good night.
Good night, everybody.